The show Game of Thrones is everywhere at the moment. Now, don't panic, we're not going to ruin it for you or mention any spoilers, but it really is the biggest thing on TV right now, with season four well underway, of course. The fact that much of it is filmed in Northern Ireland has meant that fans are flocking to those locations to see it all for themselves. But Game of Thrones isn't just benefiting our tourist industry, it's also having a direct and indirect effect on Irish businesses, one of which is Bronze Art Fine Art from Dublin. David, how are you?
How are you, David? How are you keeping?
I'm good. Listen, I'll tell you, this is David O'Brien. Now, I'm going to just ask you this. Your business is directly involved with Game of Thrones.
It
because
is indeed.
You're actually part of the process of making some of the amazing weapons or the swords that we see the characters wielding in the show. Isn't that it?
That's right, yeah. No, been very lucky, really, to get a part in it at all. You know, I didn't realise, actually, when we started doing this, how big it was going to get. It's just, it's gone massive now, you know.
Well, nobody would have known that. Now, you came in at the beginning of season two, is that right?
Well, season two, yeah, we'd done a couple of bits for movies before. We did a few sword parts for King Arthur back in 2003, and we had a connection with the movie industry. I had done model making special effects for film, and one of my colleagues, Kieran Patterson, had done the same. So we had an interest in the movies, and the business here we took over in 2008, and we said, look, there's a gap there. We could try and get a bit of the film stuff in too. So it started off with a couple of bits, and, you know, it's turned in. We've done six items now for Game of Thrones.
So hold on a second. You didn't get Bronze Art, Fine Art together to specifically kind of to service the movie industry?
No. We're a business now that we do pretty much anything in bronze we can do. You know, we do life-size statues and sculptures, plaques, awards, you know, small bits. You just never know what you're going to be doing, but the movie side is a kind of a sideline that we've moved into in the last few years, really, you know.
And it helps that you, as you say, were doing special effects-y kind of stuff, or you were doing stuff,
yeah,
and you probably
yeah.
had a connection or two and said, look, we can make that for you.
Yeah, we did. You know, I knew one guy. He's an armourer now that we've worked with on the Viking series. I knew him from my time on King Arthur, and he said, look, we have to try and get all this stuff done in Ireland. And he also knows the main armourer on Game of Thrones. So when they got talking about the stuff, said, look, we can get all this done in Ireland, which is fantastic for everybody, you know, because a lot of this stuff was actually getting done in the UK and the US.
Right, now this thing took you by surprise, as much as I'd say it did the whole cast, let alone the writers, let alone the TV company and everything else, let alone me. I mean, I'd only started Game of Thrones when the third one was nearly finished, and then I watched them all in the space of 2 weeks, so I'm more or less up to date, except I haven't seen anything from season four yet. So I've seen programmes 1 to programme 30, but not 31 and 32, so don't tell me, even though I did. The thing in the paper the other day, it said, spoiler alert, and of course, did I avert my eyes? I looked down and I saw something huge, and I really wish I hadn't. Anyway, and you can guess what it is, because I believe it happens in the second programme. Anyway, let's just take a look at all of this, just exactly what we're talking about, where you fit in. Now, we are talking to David O'Brien here, we are talking about Bronze Art, Fine Art, and we are talking about what exactly that you would have made for Game of Thrones.
Well, it's not a spoiler, but the last two episodes, there's been two key stories in it which have had swords linked to it. So there's been a sword presented to two actors. I can't say anything for those who haven't seen it yet, but they're really fabulous pieces. Like, really, they've turned out very, very well. And what we basically do is, in conjunction with the armourer, he brings down an original for us. We do a mould of it. We make it in wax, make sure everybody's happy with it, and then we put it through the lost wax process and cast it in bronze, and then we do a load of metal work on it, make it look beautiful, and we put the sword blades into it, which are provided by the armourer, Tommy, and you know, it's ready then to go on, up the set, you know, and get the last final touches on it. So it's been fantastic, really, to be involved with it, you know.
So in terms of season four then, you've got Jaime Lannister's sword, you've got Joffrey's sword, but in particular, let's go back to Jon Snow. You did the Longclaw sword, did you?
Yeah, we did a copy of the Longclaw sword. I mean, it's one of the first ones that's featured heavily in it, and you know, it's a very popular sword, I suppose. I think a lot of people they'd love to get their hands on one of them. Yeah, it's a fantastic piece, really. You know, we've done one copy of it for the show. You know, it was a lovely piece to have worked on, actually.
Where does the stuff usually start? I mean, like, where does it get sculpted?
Well, you know, where it starts from basically is the books. The production people, the designers, they work with Mr. Martin as well on designs and things like that, and they come together with ideas. They make sure everybody's happy with it. Then the artwork then is given to a sculptor, and, you know, Tommy Dunn, the main armourer, the weapons master, he's done some sculpting on some of the swords that we've worked on. But there's another chap called Graham Barrow who has done some sculpting, and he is a seriously talented guy. He did the Jaime Lannister sword. He spent, I think, about 2.5 weeks just sculpting the Jaime Lannister sword. So there was a fair bit of working and a fair bit of intricate detailing.
And in the foundry, is there a wax copy done up first?
Well, what we do then, when he gave us the original, we would do a rubber mould of it.
All right.
And then we make a wax copy of it. And the wax copy then...
And is the inside heavy or is it hollow?
Well, these ones have been actually quite heavy, yeah. They've been solid bronze, really, you know. And I know they've been saying to me, try and keep the weight down, but there's not much you can do about it. They're so high detail that there's very small stuff that's very difficult to cast hollow. It's just one of the, you know, it's one of the technical kind of issues that happens with it, you know. So they're quite heavy swords, and the blades that they get done, they're folded steel. They're, you know, they've got layering, and they're Damascus steel folded blades.
And what about the kind of adornments or whatever, the extras? Or like, for instance, like, you know, if you guys put the final touches to the weapon, does it go straight from you to what I see on TV, i.e. straight into the hands of the characters?
Well, some of them have. You know, some of the ones that don't have jewels or anything like that have. But the latest two now, they went back to set and they actually got real rubies and pearls put on the Baratheon sword, which
really?
Is for Joffrey's. Yeah, there was real rubies and real pearls put onto that. And then there was detailing done on the scabbards. And, I mean, there's lots of people involved with every part of it. You know, there's costume people that would make the scabbards. And I know Tommy Dunn does an awful lot of the finishing himself in applying all that kind of stuff. So it's just sword to sword. It'd be quite different. But a few of them now we've done have gone straight to set. The Roose Bolton sword, which is in season 2 and 3, and it's actually just appeared in the latest episodes as well. That was pretty much as it was, came out of here straight to set.
And of the other stuff you do, we saw the stuff yesterday afternoon. It was in Ashburn. It was the thing about Arkel. What?
Yes, yeah.
Just tell me about that.
It's been a huge amount of interest in that piece, actually. You know, there's a sculptor called Emma McDermott, and she's really, really good equestrian artist. She, you know, deals with horses and knows the industry inside out. But she's a sculptor as well, and she got in touch with the family about that project, and it's been on the go now for, it was about 4 months solid work in it, but it's been sitting around waiting to be put in place for his grand unveiling out in Ashburn.
Okay, well, like, there are an awful lot of things that are there in terms of, types of television programs, from Vikings to Camelot to Vlad the Impaler and all that. Now, you've worked with all those, so do you just hope this all keeps going, that Game of Thrones goes to 5 and 6 and 7 episodes? Well, are you the first call now for this kind of thing?
Well, I'd like to think so, that you know, anything that's been done in Ireland, that you at least get the call about it. You know, in the past it would be, let's try and get a price from England, let's try and get, you know, maybe something in the US. But like, at least now we have our name out there, people know that we exist, and you hope you'd get the call first anyway.
Well, listen, Arkel is now out there. The Game of Thrones is happening, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th series, etc. Do you have much more that we'll see even in series 4?
I don't know how much more now. I don't want to give any spoilers away. I don't know how much more those swords are going to appear in the rest of the season so far. But I'm hoping anyway. Tommy has been in touch with me that like 5 and 6 are confirmed now, that we're going to have a bit of work for that, and they're actually starting shooting that now in the next couple of weeks. So they're straight into the next seasons already on the Game of Thrones series.
All right. Well, listen, well done. Congratulations, and onwards and upwards and all
much.
The rest of it. Come
I
on yourself.
It.
That is bronze art, fine art we're talking there, David O'Brien. Good man, David. Thanks a
appreciate
million.
Appreciate that, David.
All right,
thanks
good luck.
Take
it easy.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. I've never...